hometown radio for you and yours. The one and only one. 1460 WVOX. 1460 WVOX.
Everybody, welcome to the Lou and Steve show. Steve's not here tonight, and I got a special guest. When it was the old Lou's Roundtable years ago, he was on my show for about 5 to 10 years in that range, and I got Roy Mandina. Hello, Roy.
Lou, it's such a pleasure to be back here with you tonight.
All right. I'm going to tell you the reason why, one of the main reasons why I had to invite Roy on here, is Roy is a big Trump fan. By the way, if people don't know Roy, Roy had his own public access TV show in the Bronx on Bronx Cable. A conservative, everybody, in the Bronx. A conservative from the Bronx. And he had a show, and he went toe to nail with everybody, liberals, all liberals in New York City on his show or whatever. And I know Roy from when he was a little kid. And I go back so many years. We're both from hanging around PS 16 and 241st and White Plains Road. So I know Roy for a lot of years, and I had to invite Roy on because, Roy, here's the question I want to... By the way, the phone number is 914-636-0110. Here's what I got to ask you, Roy, is that Trump, he's still holding around a 30% rate or whatever like that. Do you think all these lawsuits and everything else is going to hurt him, or you still think that he could win the Republican ticket?
Well... As far as he's leading by far in the polls. Nobody else is even close. He's polling at 53.3% in the primary. The top five, the next five candidates in a row, their scores only come out to about half, about 30% of how he's polling. As far as are these indictments hurting him or helping him, well, I'd love to say the indictments are helping Trump, but I'm a conservative who's bound by the truth. Trump seems to think so. You got to love Trump. He made a statement the other day. He said, one more indictment and I have the election locked, which was fantastic. But we have to be honest. It can go either way. His base becomes more charged up with each fraudulent charge, and the other side becomes more enraged with hate. So which way it's going to go, it's a coin to us. You don't know. But when you hear these people get enraged, say, no one is above the law. You know, like, oh, yes. All of a sudden now you're law-abiding? Now you're worried about documents? What about the documents that Hillary hid? What about the emails that she got rid of? What about the illegal servers and having them smashed to bits? What about Joe Biden with his garage full of it? All of a sudden they become these law-abiding citizens. Listen, what these indictments are doing is just driving a wedge between all of us. It's a game of division.
Do you think, Roy, that Trump at the top of the ticket is going to hurt the Republican Party and like small cities across America? Because that there's a hatred for this man. Everybody knows. Everybody knows the hatred. And I say this on my show all the time. I say it with Steve and whatever. Whenever I'm on, I say it. There's nobody out there on both sides of the aisle, Democrat and Republican, has a better foreign policy than Trump. The Abraham Accords was one of the greatest signings ever done. It brought peace to a region that there never was peace and bring people to the table. He put the olive branch out and everybody took it. So his foreign policy is far better than anybody out there.
Oh, there's no doubt about it, Lou. Peace through strength. That was his. He built up the military to its most powerful that it ever was, and people were afraid of us like they should be. Okay? He didn't have to drop a bomb or fire a single shot. Okay? Peace through strength. Okay? If you noticed, as soon as he took over, the missiles automatically stopped flying out of North Korea.
Yes.
I mean, they knew the guy, he's a force to be reckoned with.
Hey, you know, because it's very scary. You look what's happening now in Israel and Iraq and Iran, especially Iran right now. They're supplying the all the attack with the Palestinians. They're supplying the bullets and the armware to go against Israel or whatever. So you look at the whole thing. This wouldn't happen under him. Like I said, his foreign policy was the best. But, you know, everybody, you know, that's like the person, Letitia James and Briggs. That's another question I want to ask you. To me, the both of them made their bones on Trump. Because let's say the truth, before even Trump was even running, before he came down that escalator in the Trump Tower, she went after him. That's before even one thing was even said, before he was even put his name in the hat. She went after him. And Briggs is another one like her that did this. And you know, and that woke up the conservative base in this country. But the problem here is you got so many people, when they go back to their cities, you know, I really like Trump, but I can't vote for him because I don't want people in my neighborhood knowing, you know. And that's what seems to be happening.
This is the problem with Republicans. They just don't have the heart. They fold like a cheap suit. They're afraid of what everyone's going to say. You nation, you just say the word. You just say the word racist, and they fold. And it's sickening how weak and timid these people are. You mentioned small towns and stuff. Small towns is where Trump is loved. Yeah. We just came back from Cape May, New Jersey, Wildwood Crest, where we've been going down there for 15 years. There's still Trump signs everywhere. He's only hated in the big cities where the education is low and they... And their guards are on CNN and MSNBC. They listen to whatever they say.
You're right about that, because we were up at the Poconos, me and Marianne, this weekend, Roy, and they had Trump trucks out there and everything. Hardware, you know, Trump hats they were selling on the side of roads and everything.
Well, that's why all these liberals are so afraid with the new song that came out. You know, try that in a small town.
Yeah, now that was wrong. We should get into that later, because that's wrong. Mm-hmm. That whole thing, they're railroading that poor guy, Jason Edlin. They're railroading. All right, I'm told we got three callers. Let's get to the first caller, Bruce, I believe. Bruce?
Hey, how you doing, Lou?
How you doing, Bruce? We got Roy in the studio here today.
Hey, Roy, listen, I got a question.
Go ahead.
I read an article about cities that have self-destructed. The voters have voted for people who literally let the cities fail. They make stupid things like defund the police and poorly educated. I want to know, why is New Rochelle a pretty good city? What are your leaders doing that make your town different than these failed cities?
I believe, Bruce, is that nobody should have the attitude to fund the police. That's my opinion. Because it's easy to say to fund the police, this and that, because what happens, it becomes a military state then. And what happens is that's what they want. They want a United States Police Department so they can control or whatever like that. There has to be cops to do their job. These guys go out in the morning, and a woman go out in the morning, they don't see their husbands, their wives till they come home. They're not even going to see them when they come home for dinner or whatever, because that's the job that they have or whatever. That's why we should show more respect to our first responders all across the board. You agree, Roy?
Yeah, I agree with what you're saying, but he's asking, why is New Rochelle different? And I'm not a New Rochelle person. I'm a Bronxite my whole life. I don't know. Why is it different here in New Rochelle?
I think that in New Rochelle, people feel that we need a strong police department. And even though it's a very liberal government in New Rochelle, but I think they really see that in the city of New Rochelle.
What I'm thinking is, just out of whatever logic or common sense, is that most people that live in New Rochelle, like you, Lou, are ex-Bronx people.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Know, and they know we need the police.
Exactly. All right, that's the music. Thank you so much for the call. We'll be right back after this first break.
The most fun in the morning. Good morning, Westchester, with Dennis and Tommy. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9, right here on 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
back, everybody. But before we get to Joanne, I got to make an announcement here. Yesterday was my friend Roy and his beautiful wife, Rochelle's 30th wedding anniversary. Happy anniversary there,
partner. Thank you, Lou. Yeah, my beautiful wife, 30 years together. It feels like 5 years.
And it was funny because years ago I used to tell him, let's make a switch here. Yeah. Remember that? And Rochelle said, I don't want no part of that.
The first thing Lou asked me tonight was, how is she still with you?
It's funny because I know Roy from way back when we were kids. Well, he was a kid. He's a lot younger than I, and he used to go out with my friend Alan's daughter. And when he used to come around, we used to see Roy or whatever like that. He was just a funny guy, even when he was a kid. I knew his brother, his older brother, and Manny, and those are the good old days. All right, let's get to Joanne. Joanne.
You're so funny, Lou. But what would make you think Roy's young wife would want you?
That's what I say. No, because she used to come.
You're so funny.
When Roy used to come to the studio, he had a little baby girl, and she was a baby at the time. Now she's in college, or whatever. She's graduating college. And I used to do my show. Yeah. We used to do it at night here, and she used to bring the baby in here with her, and Roy and his wife and the baby. And we used to do shows, music shows we did, and talk shows or whatever. This was about 15, 20 years ago.
Top-notch shows, they really were.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm sorry I missed all that. Yeah. Anyway, welcome, Roy, for tonight.
Thank you, Joanne.
And, sure.
I hear you're a fellow conservative.
Yeah, so you sound like a man of my own heart. I mean, I can't even believe I found someone that's that passionate about Trump. I'll tell you what, though. You know what gets me so disgusted? Listen, you know what? He's a cocky guy. We know. He's a New York City street guy. And that's okay. Bad mouth. Hey, listen, whatever. But listen, he's got what it takes, as far as I'm concerned, to run this country, or at least to get us back now into the shape that we need. I don't believe there's anyone there. There are a couple of real good people. Yes, I do believe that. Although I just heard on another show on the way home in my car that, what's his name? Swamp. Oh, my God, look at me. I know his name so good. Swampy, I'm going to call it whatever you call it. How do you say his name? Anyway, he was with Soros back about 10 years ago. So I don't think that guy could be too good. God, I got to look up his name. I know his name so well. I say it all the time. Lou, what is it? Vivek is the first name.
Oh, the guy who's running for president.
Yes.
What's the guy's name who's running for president? Vivek something?
Well, Vivek is his first name, but...
I don't know how to pronounce it. I can't pronounce it.
In any event, he sounded good. He sounded strong, you know. But still, I don't care who. No one is as tough enough right now, like he said, with foreign policy, with a lot of things. And I've heard him speak recently, and I think the man will get this country back to what it was. And then after I don't want to see him beyond the 4 years, though. Yeah. I don't need him to do two terms. Yeah. I would like then to see a clean sweep, you know, and do younger. Well, I think we need younger, but not yet. We really need Trump, and he's the only one that's strong enough. But why can't one of your shows today on your station today, Lou, this station, they had, they were spewing nonsense. And, not as bad as the Friday show, but they say that, oh, God, you know who I mean. But I can't even believe that they're so against this man and he this and he that. I think the indictment, somewhat, let's swallow it. Let's eat a little crow. I don't care. I really don't even care. And then they had the nerve to mention the thing with the Stormy Daniels there. Listen, we don't care about that. We can go down the list of presidents from day one, and we can find all garbage on all of them. You know, my son started to do that.
When I hear people bring up about Stormy Daniels, it gets me more than anything, because anybody with wealth, or any guy who had made their bones and did good in life or whatever like that, had a gumada. So let's say the truth, Roy. You know,
that's
a terrible thing. I mean, you know,
that's not even the thing that gets me. What gets me is the hypocrisy. You have people sitting back that know about Bill Clinton and all the women that he raped and the millions of dollars he paid them to be quiet, and all of this is out in the open. We know about Hillary and her illegal service. We know about Anthony Weiner taking pictures of his penis and sending it to little girls on the internet. But now, all of a sudden, you mentioned Stormy Daniels, and all of a sudden, these people become religious.
Yeah.
These Democrats, all of a sudden, who couldn't care about any crime or corruption by Democrat in office, all of a sudden, they become a holy roller. We can't have this. We have to have law and order. It's a farce.
Please.
It's such a... These are people with no self-respect. They have many old Italians saying, Lou, he's got no face. Yeah. Because when they look in the mirror, there's nothing looking back at them.
Exactly. But then passing over that, because that's really insignificant to me. I'm talking even about the other charges. You know what? Whatever. But still, we need this man. I think we do. And I think he could do it. And you know, they have all these different things that they want to say about him. But on the show today, what gets me is they spoke against Republicans, and he called us MAGAs. He didn't even say MAGA. MAGA. But shouldn't we all be aspiring in this country to make America great again, what it once was?
That's
what we need.
You know what I say to these people all the time? I tell them, if you were walking down the road and one side of the street is Biden Boulevard and the other side of the street is Trump Avenue, you would make every single purchase from Trump Avenue. Your gasoline would be cheaper, your clothes, your food. It would be safer to walk on that side of the street. Yep. There wouldn't be buildings burning down. This is where you would walk because you value your life. You get to the end of the block, you cross over to the election hall, and you pull a Trump for the people that you despise. This is what they're taught. There's just the education in America is torn apart. People, don't have any more common sense. There's a very good book written about 15 years ago called The Death of Common Sense. And it just shows you the meaningless, trivial nonsense that people listen to and want to believe.
It's so sad. And, you know, lastly, guys, because I know you have a few more callers and you guys want to talk, I just want to say one more thing, that we have to watch the elections because, you know what, like hawks. We've got to get a good system in place. And like you said before, I heard you say, Roy, which I totally agree with, the fact that they do buckle. These Republicans are not strong. We've got to get ourselves together and in order.
I agree.
Because we cannot allow this, and we can't have the buckling, but we need to watch the elections this time because we have got to get above this.
I can't agree with you more, Joanne.
All right, absolutely.
Thank you, Joanne.
All right, you guys take care.
Joanne. Thanks. Good call. Let's get to Larry. Larry, you there?
Fellow Patriots, good to have Roy on. How you doing, Lou and Roy?
Hello, Larry.
Larry, it's good to hear your voice. In fact, you know, before anybody says anything, the first time I was on the air, I got the pleasure of sitting next to Larry Tull. We were on the air together, my first time ever on the air with Lou.
Yeah,
that's good old times.
Yeah, we had a lot of good times in them days.
I wish I was on with you guys right now.
Ah, you should have
said that.
I tried to call you. I went to the voicemail. I was going to tell you Roy was coming on. I left you a message.
Anyway, here's what's going on in this country now, and it's disgusting. You have the Democrats who own the media and the press. You have in my opinion, a weaponized judicial system that should be blatantly obvious to anyone with a brain. You know, the other day the judge struck down Hunter Biden's plea to get a sweetheart deal.
Mm-hmm.
Within hours, they had another more indictments on Trump. If you can't see the weaponization and the bias of that, also these polls, since the Democrats own the media, CNN, MSNBC, and all that, I lost my train of thought.
Yeah, you can't trust the polls.
Yeah. Oh, here's what I was going to say. Right up until the day of the election when Trump was running against Hillary,
mm-hmm.
what did all the polls say? Hillary's shot of being elected was 95%. It's all in perception. The reality is, you know, since the media control the perception, it's not the reality. The reality is I think a lot of people are really ticked off.
Well,
and they stole that last election.
Oh, absolutely. Listen, you have to give credit where it's due. The Democrats are criminally brilliant.
Yeah, they are.
They took over academia, and that twists the minds of the youngest voting bloc.
Yep.
They took over Hollywood, and that takes care of most people who love entertainment. And they took over the grade schools, the colleges, and they took over the press. And the Republicans sat back and let them do this. Okay? Yeah. I put squarely the blame of this on the Republican Party because they sat back and did nothing while they were taking over everybody's train of thought.
And a lot of rhinos.
It is a lot of rhinos. It's all three Trump picks for the Supreme Court. At one time or another, stabbed him in the back.
One of the many great accomplishments Trump did was he exposed just how corrupt and vicious the deep state is. Mm. The swamp has lost a lot of water. Now the creatures are exposed, and they're nervous because Trump gets in. Hopefully, he wipes all these treasonous criminal traitors out.
All right. Thank you, Larry.
Larry, I couldn't agree more.
Thank you. Thank you so much for the
great call,
Larry.
Larry.
Brings up a lot of great points there, but I got to put my two cents in here. The problem here is that the right arm of the Democratic Party is the media. They play up on it big time, Roy and Larry.
Right, the FBI.
Well, you know, I think that people got to wake up because you see what's happening in our schools and everything else. It has to stop. It's only going to get worse. All right, we'll be right back, and Rochelle's on the line.